Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sleeping at home. Lonely, your mates are getting flowers. Where is your boyfriend? You are sleeping at home. Lonely.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Excellent Podcast. Imelda, do you have a Valentine?
Do I have a what?
Valentine.
Like a partner? Oh, like a vow? I don't always have, but I always get gifts.
Yeah. God, when? Preach it, do you have a Valentine?
Hopefully.
Are you seeing anybody?
Are you seeing anybody? Ask. I'll be answer.
I'm not allowed to say.
Preachy. Is it that this preachy? Are we really friends? Preachy, are we friends?
Yes, now.
So why don't I know about your escapades?
Just kidding.
Sina, just kidding. Are you excited for this year's Valentine, Guinea?
It's always like a normal day. I don't always expect anything. Like, I don't anticipate to it. It just happens.
But you just said that you will get gifts.
I always get gifts, but like I don't anticipate because I don't always give, as in not like I don't always give, but because I don't know who I'm getting it from, I don't always plan to give anybody. So it's a normal day, just like you're calling you and then delivery is at the gate and, oh madam, we've got a package for you.
Sina, madam, do you feel weird that people call you madam at your age?
Yes, I feel really, really weird.
Does it give you old vibes?
No, it gives like that sense of respect. Like, I like, hey, call me madam.
No way. But I'm very excited for this year's Valentine. Of course, I don't have a Valentine. February 14th used to be one of my lover's birthdays. Imagine you dating somebody whose birthday is February 14th. You give them birthday gifts, you not give them Valentine gifts.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, if you have money, you shower them with love.
Anytime. Anyways, Ginika was saying that she wished she had a man that she would anticipate like Valentine with, because it's like, oh my god, what am I going to get my man today? Mm-hmm. But I was also thinking, like, imagine you do Valentine, you now do Christmas, you now do their birthday, you now do anniversary, you now do, in 1 year I'll give somebody 5 times.
Mm-hmm. If you love the person now, you won't see it that way. You'll be so happy, especially if you're the kind of person that love gifting. I love gifting, so I'm always looking forward to it.
Appreciate. Do you believe in love?
Best in showering gifts, Ginika. Do I believe in love? Of course.
What will you do for love?
Ah, reasonable things. I don't go mumu for love. I don't go too mumu for love, because I mean, everybody wants to have that person, that special person that they can talk to, relate with, communicate with, all those things, which is nice and cool and soft. But you say that you want to do that in Lagos. But good luck doing it any other place. Good luck just trying to find it anywhere else. The Lord will favor you.
Amen. The Lord will favor all of us. What's the best gifts that you've gotten
for,
so for Valentine and in general, if you're allowed to share
gifts? Do they usually gift me? Maybe. Okay, I got a perfume for a friend. Why do I even say friend? Family. It's only my family that used to give me things. My friends don't really like me. I don't know why. Stephanie, why have you not gifted me before?
This year, I want to gift my friends for their birthdays. I actually proper want to gift my friends, because I'm a very stingy person, but not this year.
Please, I want Rolls Royce.
As how? As how? What's the best and worst gifts you've gotten, Ginika?
The best gift... The list is actually long. Like,
they give it for this same Lagos every day.
No. Like, I can't be listing. So, but I've gotten like a lot of gifts, honestly. Is it clearing my cart? Is it hairs? Is it phone? Is it like, is it a lot? So,
God.
But I can't relate.
We cannot relate. We cannot, only our papa they give to us. No, I don't even have father,
then worst gift, I don't think I've had any worst gifts, honestly, like even as small as it could be. Like recently someone sent me 2,000 naira. It was so cute and I was so happy, I swear, just last week. So
I sent Preacher 2,000 naira credit yesterday.
You see, so like I don't have any worst gift, honestly, unless it's from someone. Oh yes, I have. Sorry. Okay, so one time, do I have to share it here?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, you ready? Now you're in my house. That one time that someone randomly sent me cake and whatever, so, and then the cake was a lot, different flavors actually. So at first now I was happy that who sent me, because I randomly tweeted that I wanted cake and someone delivered it to my house. So I was so happy, like trying to figure out the person, blah blah blah. Then after I've eaten out of it and whatever, the person randomly texted me on Twitter and said, oh, the cake was from me, hope you enjoyed it. So I was so angry, I was so pissed, because it was someone I didn't even like, I don't even rate the person at all, and then he sent me cakes and like I wasn't enjoying. I didn't even eat the cake later on, I sent it to my friend afterwards. So yeah, that's like the worst.
You even shared it now, you shared it to all of us.
Exactly, to tell you how sad I was.
But yeah, I'm very excited for Valentine this year. I'm excited for all the heartbreaks, the people that will find out that two of them are dating the same person. Like, it's just always very chaotic on Twitter. I'm very excited for the heartbreak that comes with Valentine. What's your perspective on Valentine? Like, are you the type of person to wear red and white?
God forbid. For vibes, maybe, but
no. Wait a minute.
So you wear it for the laughs?
Yes.
Yes. You know, maybe you need to snap pics.
What about you, babes?
Me, red and white? No, I want to choose red and white. How like, come on, is it white jeans, red shirt,
maybe a white dress and a red weave?
Uh-huh. Red weave.
Yes, now.
You know when it start, like when February and when we enter February now, any boutique you see, you just see red. But like there are people who fantasize about it wearing red, like you know the people that will go to Mr. Big Santalizer, which is good because love comes in different forms and ways. But personally, I wear red just for the laughs.
Of course, you wear it. You are Stephanie. You like rubbish.
Yeah. I wear it.
You're SNMD brand now. You're chaotic. So I mean anything.
All right. Have you ever been single? Have you ever had a man during Valentine, Preachy?
I think so. Maybe that year.
That year when you used to date your long time love for Ibadan. What about you, girl?
Me, I've never.
You've never had a man during Valentine?
During Valentine, yeah.
So all the boyfriends you've had, not even one during Valentine?
Mm-mm.
Why? You always break up with them.
I don't know what used to happen. Like, I remember, I think my last relationship was 2020. So before then, I don't know how 2019 was. I don't know. And 2020, lockdown. So no, February 14th, and then 2019, I can't remember. 2018, I can't even remember. So, but all I know is that I get gifts, but not from the people I'm always talking to.
Do you guys think Valentine is just strictly for like romantic relationships?
No, it's not. Like, I love when girls are always gifting each other. Like, I wish I could do that. Like, literally, it's not just for romantic relationships. I feel it would even be more fun and sweeter when it's with your girls, when you guys try to exchange gifts, like, and you'd be happy, honestly, you'd be happy.
What about you? What do you think? Are you on this podcast?
Yes, I am.
So what's the question?
Do you like gifting?
I asked, do you think like Valentine is strictly for like romantic relationships?
No, of course not. Now, no, it's good to gift your friends and family, but it's if you have money. But not even necessarily. You could just, you know, do the list. You know that you like super, you go. I can go now and buy you like 10. Put it in the freezer. You'll be happy. Do you understand? That's me showing love. Ginika likes lip gloss. I can decide to buy 3. That's me showing love. Do you understand? So it's
now Ginika likes Chicken Republic.
I love ice cream.
Yeah, I was going to say ice cream as well. But you love Chicken Republic. Like, we can order Chicken Republic like every 2 days. Why?
No, I don't like Chicken Republic. Just, they are cheap now. We need to support the community. They are cheap. I mean, they supported us now that time. So, it's just their chicken that's actually nice. Nothing, basically.
Or something random you will get somebody. Like, something very random. Like, think about a person and what's the most random gift you might give somebody. Do you want to go first, Prishy?
What do you mean random? Like,
me, like random. I can decide now to buy somebody like a goat.
A goat? Stephanie, are you?
But like, what's a random gift that you give somebody? It could be anything. Like, Preacher said Super Yoga. She can buy me Super Yoga because I really love Super Yoga. I'm addicted to it. So what's like a random gift you give somebody?
A random gift? People I know, they don't like random gifts.
All you people you know are classy girls.
Not like classy girls, but now that I'm thinking about it, like, what was the random gift I'll actually give?
It could be anything. Like, it could be lip gloss. It could just be anything random. Like, oh, like, because Ginika is I thought about you, so I got this thing for you. So she do it a lot. So, like, what's a random thing you get to somebody? Because Ginika came back home one day and got me glasses case, like, unprovoked. So what's a random thing you get somebody that you're thinking about?
You just said glasses case.
Okay. So you said Super Ego. Yes. Okay, are you looking forward to... Are you the type of person to So, okay, what do you think about people having birthdays on festive periods? Because I know this guy called Ademide. His birthday is February 14th. Do you know how embarrassing? It's not embarrassing. Sorry to Ademide. But, like, it's like everybody's celebrating Valentine. You are celebrating birthday. Like, it's giving... You're not the main character. What do you think about that?
No, I feel it's giving the main character because you're doing both your birthday and Valentine together. But, Omo, your girlfriend will have to think, like... She'll have to go big every year because in as much as you're giving Valentine this, you still have to give birthday presents. Unless, I don't know.
You wrap it in one, oh, sorry.
I don't feel comfortable. Like, people whose birthdays are Christmas, New Year, Independence Day, Valentine. Like, it's not giving, you're not the main character. Imagine August 20th something. August 20th was maybe festival day, like, Martin Luther King's Day. I will not be happy about it. I would genuinely not be happy because I'm supposed to be the standout. Imagine they're now celebrating my birthday and they're now saying happy birthday to Martin Luther King. Like, what's that?
But, like, you know, it's not every time. Sometimes...
Because that's rubbish. As you were having birthday on August 20th.
Yeah, I'm the only person that has a birthday. If I meet somebody that whose birthday is August 20th, I will not be your friend. I'm dead serious. Because I cannot be wishing you happy birthday on my birthday.
Well, I was going to say something concerning what you said earlier. You said imagine if Martin Luther King Jr.'s whatever was on your birthday, like, they won't be celebrating. But I'm saying there are some years when you don't even celebrate your birthdays. You might just be all sober, and then sometimes you don't want people to even remember that it's your birthday, and sometimes you don't actually care, especially when you know the year did not start well for you. So it's not every time you even be joyous on your birthday or whatever. You can just be sober and just be like, let me think about my life. Like, I don't even care if anybody. So it won't really matter.
There's actually birthday depression. Have you ever faced birthday depression before?
I personally know, because I'm always too psyched.
You're always very happy about your birthday, right?
Mm.
You're a joyous kid.
Yeah.
What about you, Kinika?
Me? Well, as at 20... I think starting from 2020 upwards, my birthdays, they've been going well. No, 2021. From 2021 below, I'm always sick on my birthday, so I don't always look forward to it because I'm always sick. Surely on lockdown, I was admitted to the hospital. I was always sick. But from 2021 and 2022, my birthdays have been going smooth and I'm so happy. So, but I don't want to face that birthday depression. What's that?
I beg.
No. As much as I don't like that I'm getting older.
I'm always sad on my birthday and I have a tradition. I always cut people off, at least 5 people on my birthday. Always. If you don't wish me happy birthday, I will not wish you happy birthday, but I'll cut you off. I make sure that we stop being friends. Do you think that's a toxic trait?
Yes, that's very bad. Like, what's that? Otosha, it's a petty... people have it.
She's just a fool. That's just the summary of it.
It's a petty behavior, like, because someone did not wish you happy birthday, then, you know, what if the person was busy, or maybe, no, because it happens, sometimes, like, I might wish you the next day, like, no,
so. Okay, that works, that actually works, but, like, there's somebody I'm currently not speaking to, because he didn't, but he viewed everything, like, from my Instagram to my Snap, to everything, he viewed everything, he saw everything, he opened my streak that day, happy birthday cannot come out from your mouth.
That's a different case, yeah, because at least even if you can't call it, I've just texted. But it's different when you haven't heard from the person since morning, no calls, no text, blah blah blah. Person probably forgot or something. People are busy, oh.
Yeah, people are busy. But the thing is, if I don't wish you happy birthday, it's very intentional. If I don't wish you happy birthday, because I'm very good with dates and I know dates. So if I don't wish you, it's because you do not wish me. And I will keep it about. A lot of people I don't speak to because they don't wish my happy birthday. But back to the conversation. Preche, do you like Valentine?
Yes.
Why do you like Valentine?
Honestly, I just see it as a random day. Maybe because I've not, you know, I don't see it as anything serious. But, I mean, it's just the...
So why do you like it? Like, why do you not like it?
Because it's cute. You know, I see people that do genuine things for others.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And it doesn't used to pepper me. I'm never like, I'm like, God, when? But as per bands. But I'm never like, eh, no, I must do my own. Sorry. That's when you just become more sad that, you know, you're not spending it with someone special, quote unquote. But it's just a regular day.
Quote unquote.
I swear, I'm such a fan of love. Like, I love love, and I want to experience love. I want to have love. So, like, all these things, like, all these cute things and everything, like, it actually makes me really, really happy. And I can't wait on my Snapchat, my Twitter. Like, I want to see what's going on. And I wish I had a man that we could, you know, do this special thing together. Man, if you're out there, don't worry. 2024. Oh my god,
you guys. So I told Ginika about a person that I am apparently talking to. Ginika, if you see how Ginika randomly we came back to the house, Ginika was like, Stephanie, I'm happy for you. Ginika, you're such a lover girl. Why?
I don't know, I just like it now. It's all, I don't know, I can't explain the feeling. Like, I love love. Oh, I love it.
That's very nice. There's this meme on TikTok where you are looking, you'll be chewing your chips.
I love that boy.
It's like
like love is sweet though.
That is me. That is me. I'll be hating. I can't lie. I hate people that are in love. I hate seeing people in love. It doesn't give me happiness. Because at the end of the day, why can't that be me? I'm a hater.
Why can't that be you? Because you're pursuing everybody away. Is this girl okay? Yeah.
What do you mean I'm pursuing everybody away? So what have I done that has pursued a man away?
Do you want a man?
No, I don't.
You see? So that's even the beginning one. Of the
problem. Step one.
That's the beginning of the problem. You don't want a man. You don't why don't you want to feel love? Don't you want, you don't want someone to talk to at the end of the day, tell the person about your day, that oh my god, the weather was so hot, I slept in a very,
I have my friends, I have you, I can tell you about my day.
I don't want to hear it. You call me to be telling me that you felt hot. I'm not your man. Why will you be telling me that the weather,
you're my friend now.
I'll be busy with my own man. Like, what am I seeing? What's my business with your weather condition and how you slept? Please. No, Stephanie, you actually need to give love a chance. Like, it's actually sweet. It's just that, unless they don't break your heart. But I don't care. Like,
broke my heart, I will kill them.
I don't care. Like, I don't feel heartbreak will stop me from falling in love.
Lori Harvey.
Same. Do you know how many times me have chopped breakfast in the past? But I'll still open up.
I'll still open up. Like,
so you have like a Lori Harvey mentality. If somebody something, you will cry. It won't hurt. It will hurt you, but you move on. Is that the
type? I'll move on, but not like Lori. Lori Harvey. Like, I can't even imagine how she's doing it. But mine will take time.
The heartbreak has to marinate.
It has to like enter me. Like, I have to be on a serious break. Before, it can even be over a year or something, not 2 weeks, 3 months.
No comments. No comment. We'll go on a break and we'll be right back. Bye. Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short and easy. Stop, you know, go to my social media right now. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie. MbachuStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link. Engage my short story. Engage my newsletter. Engage everything that I put out there. Engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. Come back. Preachy, are there relationships that you fancy, like celebrity relationships that you fancy?
Nope.
None at all? That you not fancy per se, but you like how they look, like the type of vibe they give outside?
I'll have to think. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Sorry, what about you, girl?
I don't think there's anyone. The people I know, the one person I know that I was even trying to even, they've broken up. Please, this love is...
Who broke up?
No, you might not know them. This music artist, he's not even Nigerian. Leo Durk and India.
Who doesn't know Leo Durk?
Okay, sorry.
Blueface Baby and Christian.
No, let's talk about... I don't want to talk about people's relationship because it's not my business. But I'm just like, why? Preachy? Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm serious. I was talking about a friend of mine that I don't follow up too much on like celebrity shit because it's not my business, so I'm not interested. But anytime I see like their videos or the videos I've seen on TikTok or on Instagram, I just think they're really cute.
That's a toxic attribute. So they beat themselves, you know.
I just think they're What's really that? Cute.
Christine and Blueface Baby. Do you know them?
No.
Blueface Baby. Aye. Bust down, Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana. You don't know that song? Mm-mm. Where are you in this life? Are you? Where do you live? Under a rock?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But like that relationship is very toxic. She actually beats him up.
I just think they are cute. I just think they are cute.
Cause so a peaceful person, you think?
I feel she's damaged and he understands the damage and they are just working. Like, they know what works for them and it's just cute. He treats her like an egg.
No, he doesn't, baby.
From the videos I'm seeing. From what I've seen on the Instagram, the way he just, the videos I've seen, he's just very small. Even when maybe she's raging and whatnot, you can just see that he's still trying to just protect her. And he's just cute.
He's just cute. What about you, girl?
About like relationships that are
fancy. Because you said Leo Doc. So why did you fancy them to an extent?
Oh, I like how he was always showing off his girl, how he talks about his girl's business, whatever. Like, he's really supportive. And then the fact that he released, like, 3 songs and the girl, too. And it's not just one-sided. It goes both ways. They both love each other very much. And that's why I still can't understand why they broke up.
They broke up?
Yes.
Really?
They broke up. Mm-hmm.
Why?
No, I don't know. Like, I just heard... And everything after all the promises, everything, like if you listen to the songs, like
got on a Drake song and his verse was promoting India's business. Yes. That's mad love on a Drake song that always goes number one. That's mad love. Like you would not think of a random rapper that would do that to their random Instagram girlfriend.
He keeps showing her off. Like he keeps showing another relationship I used to like back then was Offset and Cardi B. Remember when they started? It was also
It was too Raz, but I loved it.
It was too Raz.
No, they're a bit more private.
They're very private now. I think at the end of the day, like I feel like when celebrities get into the limelight, they see that people do too much about their lifestyles. So they decide to Melo, she's very proud, and I think it's also because she has grown, and she literally has like 5 kids. They have 5 kids, and you know, I really liked it. But there was one video that was trending. She was like, "Let me suck your dick, let me suck your." I was just like, Cardi B, man, this is your husband. You're telling, and she was on live about like 8,000 people on that live. It's like, "Oh, sir, let me suck your dick." Like, that's so ghetto. Like, she's literally a New York babe. But like for me, like the relationship I fancy none.
I'm not surprised, actually. I'm not even surprised. Please, definitely.
It's not a surprising still.
But I feel like, okay, I can't even lie. So, I like how Lauryn Hill moves. And I've said it in Melda's private. And I like how Beyonce moves as well. I love Beyonce. I love Beyonce. God, Beyonce is my queen. God. But, like, that's it. That's the second segment. I just kind of wanted to know, like, where people's heads were at in terms of, like, relationships and stuff. But we'll go on a break and come back with games. Because this episode is going to be very short. It's not too long. But, yeah. Bye.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what time is when you hear this, right?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome back to the episode. So Ginika, so what name do you want to go by?
Mel the Softest.
That's a long name. I want you to pick a very short name, like a very, so give me 4 letters, like a random name.
Oh, Nini.
No, it has 2. So give me a name that has different letters at least.
Imelda.
Okay, that's okay. What about you?
Perichi.
So Imelda and Perichi, I want you to give me a random, so from your name is P-U-R-I-C-H-E, yours is I-M-E-L-D-A. I want you to give me like a gift item starting with every letter of your name. So we're going to go first with P, then we'll go with I, then we'll go with U, then we'll go with M. Do you understand? So, Preche, what's a random gift item that you'd give from your name?
Perfume.
Ice cream.
Umbrella.
Mouse.
Mouse as gift. What? What do you mean you give somebody a mouse? As in M? No microphone, no naughty mouse.
Okay. Meat.
What about you?
Rolex.
You're just firing us. Oh. What about you, man?
Earphones.
You guys, Imelda is such a gifter and you don't even know what you want to give people with your names. What about you, I?
Ice.
What do you mean by ice?
What? Ice on my neck. Ice on my wrist, you know.
That's how stars do. What about you, ML?
Leave.
Can you be serious?
I
I said, what can you give with L?
Love.
Like, what will you... Light.
Love and light.
Where are you?
Cash.
Cash.
Oh, oh, oh. Where are you, babe?
The dog.
Okay, okay, dog is cute.
Like, dog is very cute. Dog.
Yeah, it's very, very cute. What about you?
House.
Oh, oh, with which money? Where about you, girl?
E, Jesus Christ, what's E? I said, this comes to my mind that it's apple. Box of apples, please.
What about you, girl?
Earrings.
Yay. So I feel like Preacher is the winner of this show. Mm-hmm. And Preacher does not even give people. The person that used to give people don't know what she did. But you guys enjoyed the game.
Yeah, I did.
What about you, babes?
Yeah, I did.
Can we all come together and say bye to the podcast?
Bye!
Bye! Bye, guys. I'll see you guys next week. Love you.
Deep Negro Sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is, I will be here with another guest same day, same time, next week. So come back, okay? I love you so, so much. Bye!